Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's move from a dysfunctional team to a much more functional team. Let's move from a team where I am not on the bandwagon anymore. I told you the Celtics aren't winning this year. To a team that everybody knows I'm firmly on the bandwagon with. Your Boston Bruins, and Andrew Raycroft joins us on the Harbor One Hotline, as he does each and every Tuesday at 3:30. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around the joys of food, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Frank's Red Hot. Visit franksredhot.com for great hockey and football watching recipes. Let's Frank it up. Razor, what's going on this week?
Not much. How's everyone making out? It's spring playoff hockey weather today. It's nice.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to be watching a lot more spring playoff hockey than spring playoff basketball here in this city. I want to start off by asking a question I pledged to ask earlier in the show. And I don't know if you saw Ullmark and Swayman the other day after Swayman had back-to-back shutouts and Ullmark was feeding him wings and somebody else stepped in and gave him a slice of pizza. Have you ever had a teammate and specifically another goalie feed you? That's what I want to know.
No, I don't recall getting fed chicken wings. Certainly not in the dressing room postgame. But it is the best part of Buffalo and playing in Buffalo is that there is always some wings kicking around the room afterwards, and the pizza's pretty good too.
So can
I
was gonna say, can I tell you the craziest part about that? Swayman, not even that he got fed, crazy. Swayman declined blue cheese. Hey, Ullmark asked him if he wanted blue cheese, and he said, no, I'm good. I said, what? What? That's sneaky, the craziest part about that video.
That's not crazy. Blue cheese is disgusting.
Oh, come on.
Whoa, come on. No. Yeah, I agree with you, Jones.
Thank you.
Which is shocking to say.
No. We share a hockey brain. We do.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
But that is a little bit psychotic not to have blue cheese with that.
Blue cheese is gross.
Something
that Jim Montgomery has been asked about recently is the possibility of rotating goalies through the playoffs. He said that he didn't anticipate doing it, but it was something that he has thought about. As a former goalie, do you think there's a scenario in which a planned rotation could work towards the Bruins' benefit in the playoffs?
No, I don't see a planned rotation. I can see how a rotation, or I can see how using both goaltenders is an advantage and can be used at certain times in different series. But I maybe I'm still old school. Maybe there's some way that analytics can change my mind. But I just think that come playoff time, you want to have a guy feeling really good about himself and a guy who's rolling with the team. And that momentum, I think, as a goaltender does play into it day to day.
Razor, I just saw Montgomery said that Derek Forbert's going to be out the rest of the regular season. We haven't talked much about him with you this year. I find him a very polarizing player on this team. There's fans who love him and think he's really underrated, and a lot of people who don't want him on the ice a lot of the time. Where do you stand on Forbert, and how much are they going to miss him?
Well, I think they're going to miss him a bunch. Well, let's say if he goes into the playoffs and he's not playing, they're going to really miss him. You look at the numbers on what this team is on the penalty kill with him and without him. It's very noticeable, and it's stark. It's tangible. As a former goalie, I recognize how much those guys mean to teams, blocking shots, penalty killing, the little things. The polarizing part, I guess, is if you're comparing him to Matt Grizzly, and obviously he doesn't skate the same. And like, they're not the same player. They do different things. They have different roles. I think what Derek Forbert's role is isn't matched by anyone else on the Bruins right now, and how good he is on the PK on day one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, I think is really important to this team as it goes and tries to win 16 of them.
We're talking to Andrew Raycroft, as we do each and every Tuesday here on Jones and Mego with Arcand. I want to ask you, Razor, you mentioned the rotation, and maybe you could be convinced on a rotation at goaltender, but you're old school and they got to go with a guy. Is it an open competition down the stretch, the way Swayman's been playing versus the way Ullmark's been playing? Not that there's been a big drop, but, you know, the game in Chicago was shaky. He had a couple of goals disallowed in the Minnesota game, and Swayman's coming off back-to-back shutouts. Swayman's been good for a long chunk of time, really going back to the turn of the new year. Is it a competition down the stretch, or is it definitely Ullmark getting game one and Swayman can't convince the team and the coaching staff otherwise?
Well, I got to imagine it's Ullmark. There's always competition, though. Like, if Jeremy Swayman doesn't give up a goal in the next seven games that he plays to end the regular season and Ullmark gives up eight in the next seven games he plays, sure, that change. I think as we sit here right now, and that's all we can really do, is even with Jeremy Swayman having back-to-back shutouts and playing really well in those games, if today was the first day of the playoffs, you're starting Linus Ullmark with what he's done. He's 33 or 30. I can't even remember what he's up to now. 34, 4, and 1. I mean, it's nuts. So no, Linus Ullmark's a starter, but you feel really, really good having Jeremy Swayman as the second guy who can play any minutes, and then the team's going to feel comfortable if anything happens to Linus, whether it's performance or health-wise.
He's 34, 5, and 1, by the way. I don't know if that changes your
Thank
mind,
you.
That extra loss. I don't know if that changes your
mind.
Yeah,
well, in that case, let's make it a compliment.
Yeah, okay, good.
So, Razor, Bruins were hitting a couple bumps last week, especially that awful game against the Blackhawks. And some of the guys admitted to being a little burnt out on the regular season. With the season that they have left going into the playoffs, how do they maintain a balance between, I guess, saving something for the playoffs and staying engaged enough that it's not something where they go into the playoffs rusty or having to flip a switch or anything like that?
Well, you can do both. You saw the game Sunday. I mean, it helps when you win 7-0, but even that, Patrice Bergeron played 11 minutes on Sunday. That's a night off. It's actually better than a night off because you score a goal and you just hang out the rest of the night. Like, that's better than sitting on the ninth floor. So
sweet.
They're gonna find lots of rest for the guys. But I think we saw, and this is what gives me as much faith as anything in this team, is the two times that this historic season has come off the rails a little bit for 5, 6, 7 days, they are very aware, they're very good at being honest with themselves and taking accountability and turning that proverbial switch. And it's not really a switch, but it's okay, let's get back to our game. We know exactly how to do that, and we're going to focus on doing that. And I think that's what I saw this week, their ability to turn it around as quickly as they did by just getting everyone's attention with one meeting and getting back to their game shows the talent they have, but also their understanding of what makes them good.
Also, Jim Montgomery kind of blew up at him the second time. He didn't the first time. He sort of was like, yeah, you know, we're good. Everything's fine. We'll keep these games going. This time around, he was a little testier, and it was uncharacteristic. I think we all were kind of taken aback by it. Do you think this team responded to him?
Yes. Yes, they did, and I think he's built up enough goodwill with his communication coming in right from the start in August. I think we saw all of that culminate after the game in Chicago, watching on, you know, being in the Nesson studio saying, oh, that's different. That's Jim Montgomery annoyed at his best right there. And it was something that we were looking for, how they were going to respond, how the team would handle it, and I think it went really well, and I think that Jim has proven that he has a very good handle on this team, and he has the trust of the players.
What's the difference between the way he sort of blows up and maybe the way Cassidy used to blow up at his players post-game in the past?
Well, I think Bruce Cassidy's way of handling it some nights where, well, we needed another save from the goaltender. Well, we needed one more play from our power play. It was just, after 6 seasons, don't forget, too. So let's give Jim Montgomery 6 years of this and see where that's at. But after 6 seasons of and some big games, after a playoff game saying, our goalie needed to make another save, I think that can be somewhat frustrating from players' point of view if that's not the same communication that's happening in the dressing room. So it's much different in that it's newer, much, much newer. But also, I think there's been a lot more conversating behind closed doors until before the media hears about it, rather than maybe the opposite at certain times with Bruce Cassidy.
Razor, real quick before we let you go, there's three teams I think the Bruins could reasonably play, unless I'm missing something: the Islanders, the Panthers, and the Penguins in the opening round of the playoffs. I'm sure it probably doesn't matter, like, the way the Bruins are playing. But is there a team out of that group, again, the Islanders, Panthers, and Penguins, that you would prefer to avoid?
Well, right now, Florida's the hottest. Florida's the one that's coming up, and Florida's the one that won the President's Trophy last season. I don't know if they have the defensive structure, and I don't think it matters, I guess, but that's the team right now that would be the most dangerous from my point of view, especially if they continue this way over the next couple weeks. Pittsburgh is really looking frustrated. That looks like a team. Their goaltending's been really, really bad, so that is probably the best of those three, and then the Islanders are just in between, where I don't think they can score enough goals, but they do have a good goaltender. It's not an easy out in the first, but I would say to answer your question directly, and is Florida is the hottest team. I think they're the toughest if you're playing them tomorrow.
All right, he's Andrew Raycroft. Check him out on Nesson and Razor. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Andrew Raycroft, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.